Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
NFL schedule out yesterday, last night. Alan Bell, 24/7 Sports, joins us now. Alan, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. You guys doing all right?
We're good. Let me start this little nugget that you tweeted out about Cleveland and Tennessee end up playing on opening weekend because of OBJ. Is that true?
Yeah. So I want to say, let me preface by saying, Albert Breer had the report today, and he had a really good piece on how the schedule was made, how the NFL went about it. They went 12 revisions of the schedule, and finally I think the 13th one is what landed. But yeah, so week one was originally going to be Cleveland at New York, the New York Jets. And the NFL and ESPN looked at it and said, you know what, we don't want to have this Monday night game in the doubleheader because there's Odell Beckham, because there's Le'Veon Bell coming back. So they moved it to week two, so it was a standalone Monday night football game. And the final schedule didn't get finished until Sunday night at like 8:30 Eastern. So, when exactly it was changed, not sure. However, it's just interesting to think about, it could have been completely different in terms of who the Titans opened up with. And then, you play that puzzle game of, all right, now they've got to fit pieces here and there. So the Titans schedule could have looked a little bit different.
At Ellen Bell, 24/7. You follow this stuff closely. That's interesting that they go through so many changes with regard to the schedule before it comes out. Is that why we get so many leaks that might turn out to be right and some that are wrong?
Yeah, some of it. The tough part is that, teams are really handcuffed at not leaking, these. So you've got to have a source that's really, really good, involved in the process. So some of them are correct. And they get changed. I mean, look at Odell Beckham when he was talking about, the first game when he was tweeting and Instagramming about it. Like that was likely thinking they were going to the Jets, right? But then you saw other reports that came out, that ended up being not true at all. So it's kind of a misdirection thing. It's hard to figure out, who's right, who's wrong, really, until it comes out that day.
Alan, should Titans fans have a beef with? Well, I say no primetime games. They do have the perennial matchup with the Jags.
Doesn't count.
The NFL satisfies its obligation bowl. Should they have a beef with this deal?
I think a little bit. Because if you look at a schedule and you look at the NFL overall in a full season, I mean, there are so many opportunities, right? So they keep putting this Titans and Jaguars Thursday night game. Well, we've all seen this. It's just not that exciting. And it's like, you know what? You have an opportunity. Like Dallas is going to get their primetime games. Pittsburgh's going to get them. Like they can market these, quote unquote, small market teams and put them in interesting matchups. Like there's an opportunity to do that. Now, it's tough. I get how hard building a schedule is. It takes them a long time, but I think they could do a lot better. So yeah, if any Titans fans are upset about not getting primetime games, I completely agree with them.
Man, the Bills really got screwed. They didn't get one primetime. They got nothing, man.
I know the poor Bills Mafia. They're going to be smashing tables in the parking lot at 10:30 in the morning.
Hey, they're prepared to do it
every week. Yeah,
yeah, they are. That fan base is crazy. They really are.
When you look at the schedule in its entirety, most enticing game to you, what would you point out?
Yeah, overall, I think that Chiefs, New England matchup obviously is going to be really good. I think there's some matchups, in terms of, New Orleans, in terms of Los Angeles Rams. There's a lot of good games out there, and it's going to be a really fun season. I think that the season opener, the Packers and Bears, I think is going to be really fun, and I'm glad that they made that move because, normally they put the Super Bowl champion, in the first game, but it was smart of them to say, we could take a classic historical matchup, put that on Thursday night, and then double dip and have, Sunday night with the Patriots and Steelers. And then Monday night, you have two games back to back. So, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of really good games. It's the NFL. It's going to be fun, regardless of what we're looking at right now.
Alan, in 94, it was the 75th anniversary of the NFL. And if you go back even to, 1969 was the 50th anniversary of the league. The teams all had patches on their jerseys, but that was before anybody did throwbacks. And 94, I thought the league did an amazing job with most of them. There were some ugly ones, but everybody had a throwback uniform. For year 100, I haven't really heard a lot about teams wearing some significant throwback uniforms, but I would certainly think that would happen in such a historically significant season.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I wish they did it more because there's so many cool uniforms out there that you have. You know, and the problem is the helmet rule. Only having one helmet, like, that really stops everything. But, I mean, think about if the Titans came out, you know, in the Oilers uniforms, the Bucks were in the creamsicles. I like the Patriots, you know, in the reds with the Pat Patriot helmet.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, they're awesome. Like, the NFL would really have just something so cool to be able to do that. So, you know, I there's been some rumblings, you know, that in the near future they're going to revise the helmet rule. And I really wish that they would, because just the marketability of that and just how awesome it looked, everybody would be involved with it.
Well, Amy Adams Strunk said as much on the OTP podcast. She goes, until we can have the white helmet again, till they say we can wear two helmets, we won't have throwbacks here, because you have to have that helmet with that Oilers uniform. But it sounds like as soon as the NFL would allow it, heck, look at Oregon. You know, they're wearing 12 different helmets a season. Hard to believe they can't find a way to make two work for the NFL.
I know, you're right, you know, and she's right. I mean, you know, if they wore, you know, the Oilers uniforms with the navy blue Titans helmet, it just wouldn't make sense. You've got to have that oil derrick on there, you know, it just looks great. But yeah, I mean, there's just so many cool options that literally every single team could have. I wish the Eagles would wear the Kelly greens all the time. Yep. We saw the Chargers are going with the powder blues this year, the Rams.
You fit right in with us, man. Right in.
I was going to say, Mickey has said that
100%.
A bunch.
I'm telling you, I was so honored to be able to come on with you guys. I've been a huge fan for a long time. So just you saying that, it means a lot to me.
Oh, it goes both ways, man. We are excited to have you on. Love all the work. If people aren't following Alan on Twitter, it is a buffet of information that never stops, dude. It's like being on a cruise at midnight and going to the buffet. It's like, it just never stops, dude. Your Twitter is amazing.
Hey, I appreciate that. If I'm going to be the Golden Corral of Twitter, I will.
And it's always steak night, baby.
With the chocolate fountain.
Yeah. Chocolate wonderful.
At Alan Bell 24/7. Real quick on the way out, there's so much that's going to happen here in Nashville. A couple of things you were tweeting about. Number one, the Titans are going to have the NFL Network will have a camera in their war room during the draft. And this might turn out to be my favorite element to the broadcast. Taylor Lewan will have a feature on the NFL Network going around Nashville to show off the city.
Yo, it's going to be great. Yeah, I mean, the war room camera is awesome in it. So, but yeah, Taylor Lewan, like, he's going to go around to Tootsie's, Hat Works, Hattie B's, and some other spots and just show the city off, as well as he's going to be with Kay Adams on a digital broadcast interviewing the players and prospects that are here after they get drafted. So Taylor Lewan's going to be all over it. And you know him. I mean, obviously, he's going to do a great job.
As do you. Alan Bell, 24/7 Sports, at Alan Bell 24/7. Say hello to Shannon Terry for us. Thanks, man.
I definitely will. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.